morning start out on ahimsa. Ahimsa, as we all know, is a central principle of Hinduism. It's first in our list of yamas or restraints, so it shows must be important to be first. And of course, all of us here are very good at not inflicting violence in a physical way. We don't go around hitting people. We've got that under control. We have no deeds of violence that we're participating in. However, as you'll recall, the definition of ahimsa is not harming others in thought, word, and deed. It's not just a matter of deed. Also, our thoughts and our words need to be in alignment with the principle of ahimsa. So this morning I thought we could look at words, specifically words that hurt. Let's take first the interesting area of joking and teasing, something that happens a lot. We say things to one another in the spirit of making a joke, teasing someone. We're trying to produce humor, be funny, cause laughter, and therefore it's supposed to be okay. So here's some common examples. Someone has a special privilege or position that we don't. So something that might be said could go like, "He got to skip the work today that we did. You really got it easy." We're just joking, right? To someone who is a bit overweight, "He certainly likes those desserts." Someone speaks English with a slight foreign accent, so you repeat back the mispronunciation and laugh. Someone has difficulty, such as in multiplication. When they're having trouble making a calculation, you make fun of them. So the rationale is, well, I'm just joking. Just trying to make someone laugh. Must be okay. But if we look at it more carefully, we'll see that our words are harming someone, either in a small way or a large way. We're not helping them. We're harming them with our words. Our words are himsa in these cases. So how can we tell? What kind of guideline do we have regarding our speech to see if it's in a line with the principle, see if it's in alignment with the principle of ahimsa? Well, Gurudev has given us a very wonderful guideline. Speak only that which is true, kind, helpful, and necessary. So it's a fourfold test. True, kind, helpful, and necessary. So I remember long ago when some of the Shishya first encountered this principle, okay, true, kind, helpful, and necessary. Well, almost nothing's necessary, so that means I don't have to speak. Well, that wasn't exactly the right interpretation, because social situations do require us to do otherwise than remain silent. So that hasn't happened anymore. So in terms of joking and teasing, the first test to apply is it helpful? In other words, are we trying to help this person in some way? Are we trying to help this person do better, improve? Are we concerned about this person's well-being and we want to see them improve, do better in some way, in an outer way, in an inner way, in a spiritual way? In some way, what we're saying is designed to help them. So let's look at our four examples again and see if any of them pass the helpful test. Someone has a special privilege or position that we don't. So we say, "He got to skip the work today that we did. You really got it easy." We're not trying to help them at all. We're kind of jealous. Someone who is a bit overweight, he certainly likes those desserts. That's not helping the person lose weight. Someone speaks English with a slight foreign accent. You repeat back his mispronunciation and laugh. That's not helping him learn not to mispronounce the word. Someone has difficulty in multiplication. When they're having trouble making a calculation, you make fun of them. That's not helping them multiply better. So all four certainly fail the helpful test. Next test is the kind test. So let's take the example of someone who is overweight, who's a friend or a family member, and we're genuinely concerned that they're overweight. We would hope that they could lose weight. So, if we simply say, "You're very fat," we're being true and we're being helpful, but we failed the kind test, right? Depending on their nature, it could really hurt them. So it's not enough just to be helpful in intent. We also have to be kind. We have to figure out how to say this in a way that won't upset someone. How can we help them and be kind at the same time? So we could rephrase it, such as, "I was on the web the other day and I found a chart you might find useful on height, weight, and age." That's being kind. That's much better than saying they're too fat.